I got the mouse.
Yeah.
Great. I'd like to thank the Women's Caucus for inviting me to present. I'll be discussing results from a survey conducted last year as part of a collaboration between Brown Medical School and the Chinese Red Cross when we surveyed 257 commercial sex workers in Shanghai, China. Oops. So I'm required to disclose that I have no relevant financial interests or relationships to this presentation topic. So very brief background, commercial sex work in China. Commercial sex work has a very ancient history in China. It was largely suppressed after the Communist Revolution in 1948 and really only started to make a comeback when they opened up the economy in the late 70s, which brought about a huge income differential between the rich people in the cities and poor people in the countryside. So as a result, there have been up to 200 million internal migrant workers from the countryside who moved to the big cities. And a lot of those women ended up engaging in commercial sex transactions. In one survey, 6% of sexually experienced migrant women admitted to having sold sex for money. Overall, there's no census of commercial sex workers in China because illegal and subject to police reprisal, but there are estimates of about 4 to 20 million commercial sex workers in China. And most of these are believed to be voluntary, but there is known to be some forced trafficking. And there's a fairly large market for their services. 1 in 10 Chinese men surveyed will admit to having purchased sex. It's everywhere, it's illegal, and the police response, the state response has mainly been law enforcement. They've clamped down on it, they publicly humiliate women they arrest. They've tried forced rehabilitation without very much success. There has been some public health interventions. These tend to be sporadic and not heavily publicized because public health workers do not want to attract government and police attention to what they do. So in discussing HIV, there are about 700,000 cases of HIV estimated in China, and about 100,000 of those are attributed to being acquired from commercial sex workers. And it's estimated that there are about 26,000 commercial sex workers infected with HIV. So if you do the math, each infected commercial sex worker will probably transmit it on to another 4 people on average. And sexually transmitted infections in general in China have really exploded since the early 80s. They were very rare before the economy was liberalized. As you see, from almost no reported cases, it's actually more like 10 to 20,000 back in the early 80s. It's really up to 1 million cases a year. Condom use has been surveyed. There have been surveys of female commercial sex workers in China, and different surveys will give you different numbers, but consistent use rates are estimated between 15 and 30%. And unfortunately, improper use is frequent as well, so about a third of the people who do say they use it consistently don't necessarily use it in the right way. And knowledge that condoms will prevent HIV is actually fairly low. So the objectives of the study that we conducted last year was to really pilot test a survey of brothel-based female commercial sex workers in Shanghai. We wanted to look to see what kind of determinants there were of consistent condom use. Things we were interested in were age, education, HIV knowledge, access to primary health care, alcohol consumption, their mental health, and whatever policies their managers had in place. So we looked at 2 out of the 18 districts of Shanghai where we could get collaboration from the local Red Cross. Shanghai, the city, has over 20 million people, so each of these districts was over 1 million people. One was industrial, one was commercial. We wanted to have some variety there. We did a questionnaire survey, that venue-based. We identified sites of commercial sex transactions with local informants. Then we visited them with small teams of Red Cross and trained survey workers. First, we'd get the consent of the manager, then of individual participants. And then we would allow them to complete the questionnaires in a private setting. They were allowed to ask questions. And we also surveyed the managers separately about their policies and whether they gave health information to their workers or not. The questionnaire had over 60 questions. There was a demographic section. We asked a little about economic information and background. We asked about their access to healthcare and information. When we did a HIV knowledge assessment panel that had been already been used by the CDC in China, we asked questions about consistent condom use, about whether they'd been tested for sexually transmitted infections or not. Then we did the CHQ-12 psychiatric morbidity screen. This is a brief set of questions that's been validated in the Chinese setting, looking for really any kind of psychiatric morbidity. Most of the questions seem to center around symptoms of depression and anxiety. So we identified in total, over about a six-week period, 78 sites, and 66 of them consented to be participants in the study. And a total of 257 female commercial sex workers agreed to participate in the study as well as 50 out of those 78 site managers. The site managers didn't supervise all of the female commercial sex workers, so only about 174 out of the 257 had site managers who filled out questionnaires. So, briefly to review the demographics, most of the women were between the ages of 18 and 29, with a few outliers. Very few under the age of 18, fortunately. Very few of them had a high school education. Most of them had, at most, junior high school level of education. And quite a few of them did not even have a primary education. Looking at some of our potential determinants that we were curious about, only 9% said they drank alcohol frequently or daily. Most of them said they didn't have a consistent doctor or clinic that they went to for health care. And 60% of them did screen positive for psychiatric morbidity. Most of them did score what we categorized as low on our HIV knowledge. 40% of them scored low on our HIV knowledge panel. Only 35% said that they use condoms with every sexual encounter. But most of them did seem to believe that condoms could prevent HIV. Very few of them thought that they were at risk for HIV, only 12.8%. And even fewer had actually been tested, just 9%. So on our bivariate analysis, I realize this is a complicated slide. Looking at determinants of consistent condom use, we found that frequent or daily alcohol consumption was associated with an odds ratio of 0.34 for consistent condom use. Psychiatric morbidity was associated with an odds ratio of 0.32. Having a set doctor or clinic, however, was associated with an odds ratio of 2.68. So psychiatric morbidity was definitely a predictor of inconsistent condom use. Alcohol as well, although the p-value for that was 0.06. So feeding those into a multiple logistic regression model, we found that alcohol actually dropped off, but psychiatric morbidity and having a set physician or clinic remained significant, with an odds ratio of psychiatric morbidity of 0.46, meaning you were about, you had half the odds of using condoms consistently if you were positive for psychiatric morbidity, and having a set doctor or clinic of 2.44. So we did also survey 50 of the managers. We found that consistent condom use by the CSWs was not correlated in any way with the manager's score on HIV knowledge or their education. 42% of the managers, 21 out of 50, did say that they provided health-related information to their employees. And comparing the CSWs whose managers claimed they provided health information with those who didn't, we found that if the CSW's manager claimed to provide health information, they had a crude odds ratio of 3.59 times of reporting consistent condom use. And this remained significant at 3.45 after we adjusted for their mental health and their access to a set physician or clinic. So the conclusions that we drew from our study, among brothel-based commercial sex workers in Shanghai, having a negative mental health screen and having access to a set physician or healthcare provider was a positive determinant of consistent condom use. And having a manager who supported CSW Health by providing them information was an additional independent determinant of consistent condom use. So based on the study, our recommendations for further research, we'd be quite interested in a more detailed diagnostic study to see what types of psychiatric morbidity commercial sex workers in China have. We'd be interested in an intervention to improve mental health among CSWs in China. Mental health among women in China is a separate issue. Overall, China has about 10% of the psychiatrists per capita of the U.S. and has one of the leading female suicide rates, unfortunately, but we would be interested to see what kind of an intervention in mental health, what effects that would have on condom use. We'd be interested in an intervention to increase their access to regular sorts of health care, and we'd be interested in actually doing screening for HIV and other sexually transmitted infections among commercial sex workers. I mean, our outcome measure was consistent condom use, and we'd be interested if the determinants of condom use were actually the determinants of being infection-free. And we would be interested in further interventions to promote manager involvement in their workers' health. I mean, these have been very successful and proven in other countries such as Thailand. There are a few obvious limitations of the study. Certainly, it's possible that respondents overstated their condom use or underreported their alcohol consumption. Our sampling methods did not sample the entire commercial sex worker population. It didn't sample street workers. It didn't sample the high end, which have been corporate mistresses and hotel employees. And there were 15% of the sites that did not participate, and they might have been higher risk environments. And of course, the results in Shanghai, which is one of the most developed cities in China, might not apply to the rest of China. So we're going to hold questions to the end, I believe.
All right. Great. Thank you.